Pacheco, and it's time to dive into another episode of Forgotten Hollywood. The podcast is based on my award-winning book series that includes my latest paperback, Road to Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History. Today, we journey back to the soulful 60s. During this stretch of time, movies were being made by independent producers, and the studio era was coming to a close. Ambitious filmmakers were turning to people of color to create magical scores. And later, future producers would hearken back to many of these R&B classics and borrow them as they completed their celluloid masterpieces. Here are a couple of 1940s standards, with one as the underlying theme in Billy Wilder's The Fortune Cookie from 1965, which starred Jack Lemmon and the Oscar-winning Walter Matthau. You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To was written by Cole Porter and sung by Helen Merrill. And The More I See You, as rendered by Chris Montez, and featured in many movies, including Roman Polanski's Frantic. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon, burning love. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home. Moon burning above. You'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and
I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes.
Manny Pacheco here. How fun to experience the soulful strut of the 1960s. A Taste of Honey was a title of a British play that was wildly successful in 1958. When it moved to Broadway 2 years later, a title track was added and it became one of the most recorded tunes of the decade. Herb Alpert, The Ventures, The Beatles, Julie London, Sarah Vaughan, Tom Jones, The Hollies, they all took a crack at recording the tune. Only two charted in the United States, the Herb Alpert and Tony Bennett versions. By the way, A Taste of Honey was made into a film in 1961, and it was directed by Tony Richardson. Forgotten Hollywood provides the audio narrative.
your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you need to try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Something pretty, something you wear to go through the city and dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready.
This is Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. The soul and jazz-laden sounds of the 1960s that appeared in motion pictures, that's our focus today. Wives and Lovers was a tune written by the late Burt Bacharach and Hal David as a piece to be used as a song that promoted the 1963 movie of the same name. It was an adult comedy that featured Janet Leigh, Van Johnson, and Shelley Winters. The tune itself never appears in the movie. Afro-Brazilian samba music became popular in the early 1960s, mainly through the efforts of Stan Getz, Antonio Carlos Jobim, and Astru Gilberto. The bossa nova sound became really popular after Edie Gourmet and Frank Sinatra recorded tunes from the genre. Surprisingly, one tune, though not as popular as The Girl from Ipanema, became the go-to song of the era, featured in commercials, performed live on television in variety shows, and eventually making its way into Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Summer Samba on Forgotten Hollywood.
Someone to hold me tight, that would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand, to be a team with me. So nice, life would be so nice. If one day I find someone who will take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. Sing to me.
samba song. Someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. So nice, that would be so nice. Should it be you and me? I can see it could be nice.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and it's so nice to be with you, spending treasured time and enjoying forgotten Hollywood memories. One artist whose stature has grown over the years, Jose Feliciano. The troubadour had a string of hits when he covered a number of popular artists, including the Mamas and Papas and the Doors. More recently, his early recordings have enjoyed a resurgence. One of these was an album cut, never released as a single, yet California Dreamin' was featured in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, the latter a bio on the life of Gloria Graham before her passing. Feliciano also made a cameo appearance in Fargo. Forgotten Hollywood remembers when.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was any late. Oh, California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stopped along the way. Well, I got down on my bended knees. told them so. Oh, California dreaming on such a winter's day. Porque yo me siento tan bien y por eso yo te quiero, porque tú me tratas bien en California. Mira, no seas tan mala, nena, no me trates así, que yo me quiero morir, muchachita, por tu amor nada más. Oye, no me digas que no, porque yo... Oye, mulata, mira, baby, California dreaming. It doesn't matter how you say it. All I wanna say is I love California, baby, yeah. I really need a little bit of loving, yeah. Oh yeah, California dreaming.
Stevie Wonder's tune was pivotal to the storyline of Silver Linings Playbook, the movie that earned Jennifer Lawrence an Oscar. We'll return in a moment.
Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is a new paperback that tells America's story through the eyes of character actors of Hollywood's golden age, including Claude Rains, Basil Rathbone, Walter Brennan, Hattie McDaniel, and Van Heflin. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features great cinema, including Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, and It's a Wonderful Life. It's also been added to the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the American Film Institute, and the Writers Guild and SAG Foundations. You can buy your copy of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History on Amazon, and you can download it to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or now on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History makes a great gift for a family member or friend. For further insight, visit ForgottenHollywood.com. Pick up your copy today.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Sergio Mendes in the Brazil 66 with a James Bond classic.
The look of love is in your eyes. A look your smile can't disguise. The look of love. Saying so much more than just words could ever say, and what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love.
Thank you.
Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm your hour-long guide into forgotten Hollywood. This week, the boss sounds of the 1960s are the focus, with many of the tunes popular on radio stations across the United States and locally in Southern California on 93KHJ and hit radio KRLA. Those were the days. By the way, Fool on the Hill, which we just played, was featured in Magical Mystery Tour and, of course, back then recorded by the Beatles. One tune from an era that was so popular, it appeared in many incarnations, including the eventual title to a movie produced in 1994. Bette Midler also covered the song during one of her performances in The Rose. This is the original, When a Man Loves a Woman, on Forgotten Hollywood.
Best friend, if he put her down. When Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny and Steve, you can't do a gangster movie without spending some time in a restaurant. It may be a fancy show place with Sinatra up on stage, or it could be a little pasta joint where Michael Corleone shoots McCloskey the crooked cop and then runs off to Sicily. Occasionally, a real restaurant shows up in the films. One such place is Musso and Frank's of Hollywood, which has seen films such as Ed Wood and Lethal Weapon. I spoke recently to general manager and proprietor of Musso and Frank's, Mark Echevarria, and I asked him about the real-life Hollywood stars who made his restaurant their favorite dining place.
The fortunate aspect of it was that's right when Hollywood and the film industry started really taking off. And so Musso and Frank, from the beginning of the film industry, has been that staple point for where industry people come and meet and create.
And sometimes, they created. Douglas Fairbanks, according to the legend I read, brought Musso and Frank the fettuccine Alfredo recipe. Is that true?
That is true. You did some research, Joe. Yeah. It's kind of a cute little story. I don't know if we have time for it or not.
Sure, but, go ahead.
The quick rundown of it, Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford used to go over to Italy. Mm-hmm. And they'd go over there to vacation. They used to go and eat at Leonardo de Alfredo. They used to go and eat at his restaurant, and they would have his fettuccine Alfredo, mm-hmm. which was a recipe he developed for his pregnant wife. And they would always ask him for the recipe, and he said, no. Nope, won't give you the recipe. Well, finally, they went over there with a gold spoon and a gold fork and said, will you give us, here's our gift, will you give us the recipe now? Mm. And he said, okay. And they brought the recipe back here, and they would have our chef, Jean Roux, who was the chef here from 1922 until 1976,
wow.
they'd have our chef make it for him. But it never got put on the menu until about a little over 2 years ago. And we decided, you know what, in legacy of Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, and our chef, let's put it on the menu as the original recipe of the fettuccine Alfredo.
Amazing. You also are famous for your martinis, aren't you?
We are.
Now, what makes your martini different than anything that anybody... today, there's like 50 of them there. There's lemon drop martinis and chocolate martinis. And, of course, there's the people that have variations of what they call the James Bond or 007 martini. What is a basic martini in your recipe?
Basic martini is vodka or gin with a little bit of vermouth and stirred, not shaken.
Ah.
That's our key, is that we stir all of our martinis.
I've heard it's actually better that you don't melt the ice as much when you stir it.
Absolutely. And our bartenders, we've got four of them, and combined they have over 110 years experience in this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they... they are very, very devout that you do not shake a martini, you stir it. And the thickness of the glass of which you stir matters, and the actual stirrer utensil that you use matters as well. And so these guys are very, very particular about how they make a martini. And you know what? After 110 years combined experience, I listen to them.
You know, the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas used to have a restaurant with rooms designed like famous movie sets. Casablanca, Sinatra's Ocean's 11, and even Batman's Gotham City. Well, that place is now gone, as is the Brown Derby and others. But Musso and Frank's survives. Manny and Steve, that's my backlot for this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for a stellar backlot report. Let me dedicate today's podcast to my father, who passed away on the morning of Halloween in 2021. Every tune you've heard today was a personal favorite of his. He especially loved the jazz strains of West Montgomery. Manuel Pacheco had a profound love of music, especially jazz, and he imparted his impressive playlist to my sister and I as we were growing up. Each week, I pay it forward to my listeners on this program as a tribute to my family, and I miss my dad every day. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own is for you and you alone. That's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in the springtime and a hand to always begin. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. You'll be glad.